Capehart sitting in today for Leonard Lopate. Life was hard for Carmen Ashe before she came into this world. For decades now, she has dealt with many trials and tribulations, but through it all, she has persevered and found meaning in her hardship. In I Have a Purpose, Carmen tells her story, a story of being domestically abused as a child, of being a single mother while her husband was in jail, of coping with the loss of loved ones. She now owns a consulting firm and is working on a foundation that will help empower women who have faced physical and mental violence. The book is self-published, and I'm pleased that it's brought Carmen Ashe on the show today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me today, Jonathan.
Okay, look, I'm just going to fanboy out here for a moment. One, the fact that you self-published this book is a huge feat. But and the fact that you're telling your story, and it's just harrowing, seemingly from beginning to end. But the thing that's most important is that the way you write your story, the way you tell your story, is so beautifully done. It's so powerful. It's so evocative. Where did you find the strength to just put it down on paper?
Thank you so much. I started writing the book almost 8 years ago, and it just came within me, the love, the passion. And it took me a long time to write it, but it was from my soul, from my being. I poured my heart out into this book.
And your heart is all over the pages. So let's get started. Your mother said you came into this world fighting. What did she mean by that?
Well, I am the youngest of five, and my mother did not want to have any more children. And she went to have a tubal ligation, her tubes tied, and sure enough, my brother and I were born.
Oh.
And so she told me the story that she didn't want me, it wasn't me personally, she just didn't want another mouth to feed. Mm-hmm. It was just another responsibility. She was happy at three, but my brother and I were determined to come into this world.
And so that's your mom. And your dad is a completely, a different personality and force altogether in your life. Talk about your dad.
Absolutely. My father, what I've come to terms with is that he is a product of his generation. Typical Spanish cultural man where, he's the law, whatever he said went, and he was the provider, and we had no other choice but to listen to him. He was the king. He was the commando.
Yeah, he ruled the house.
Everything, except the kitchen.
Yes, that was your mother's domain.
Yes.
But your dad had such control over the family, over your mother, that at one point, after he kicked you out of the house, and we'll get into that in a moment, you went to your mom and you asked, could you please get my coat? Like, it's cold. Winter's coming. I need my coat. And she looked you up and down and said, I'll think about it.
She would think about it because there was no going against my father. That was instilled in all of us. And I actually was the one who went against him because I knew it was wrong. So I had to ask her for it, and she actually told me she had to think about it. And winter was coming, and it was my coat that I wore.
Yeah, it was your coat. You wanted your coat. So your father kicked you out of the house because mm-hmm. of Corey.
Technically, he did not kick me out the house. He told me I had to get married. I was 16 mm-hmm. years old. And that was my option. I was going to get married. That was it. Mm-hmm. And he had did that to my older siblings. So this was not far-fetched.
So it's nothing out of the ordinary.
Right.
So you opted to leave.
I opted to leave because I was 16. I had just turned 16. There was no way I was getting married at 16, mm-hmm. But I was not ready to let Corey go. But looking back, I should have loved him a little.
And what's beautiful about this moment is that you can laugh about it now. Because Corey, your life was in danger. You were, and this is not being said lightly, you write about some of the beatings you endured at his hands. One beating where he slammed your head into glass so hard that it shattered.
It shattered, and I had blood all over my face. I had a broken nose. He cut me. I mean, I laugh about it now because I'm survived, but my God, I don't know how I managed. You know, there was this inner voice in me that always told me, you got to get out. It's better.
Because that's the thing. It's like, where did you find the strength to survive Corey, to survive what would come next?
My faith. You know, I grew up in a typical Catholic upbringing. We literally lived in church. You know, we were on a first name basis with the nuns and the priests. So I never lost my faith or my hope. And that guided me through so much. You know, so once you have that foundation, I think you manage to be able to get through a lot.
I'm Jonathan Capehart, sitting in for Leonard Lopate, and I'm speaking with Carmen Ash about her self-published and really powerful book titled I Have a Purpose. You also write about another harrowing experience. This time, you're married to Tony, and you're on vacation in Washington. And Tony goes to check out a barbershop because you're thinking of moving to Washington.
Correct.
He goes to a barbershop. Maid knocks on the door and says, hey, could I come in and clean the room? You're just happy somebody wants to come in and clean up. I think you wrote as the chaos that's right in that room. And then what happens next?
So she steps out, which was, it was a normal for me. And 2 minutes later, two guys come into the room, and they hit me with the back of a gun. My son was 6 months. And
this is little Tony.
Yeah, this is little Tony, maybe 4 months. And he started crying, and my daughter Ellie was there, and she was 5 years old. And they run over to Tony and they try to put a pillowcase, the pillow over his little body to stop him from crying. And I grabbed my mother intuition just automatically ran over to the bed and I grabbed him and I said, not my baby. You know, Ellie was crying. And the maid was there, and I didn't put it together. I didn't put it together till we ran into the bathroom.
Right. The maid grabbed Ellie and ran into the bathroom, locked the door. You got little Tony. You're trying to get in there.
Correct.
She's locked it. She unlocks it, goes in. So you're all in this bathroom together while they're ransacking the room, thinking maybe they had already cased your room because Tony liked to wear lots of jewelry, mm-hmm. and the maid had been in the room. And so it seemed like she was playing along.
Right.
As, you know, the quivering maid helping these people who were being robbed. But in fact, you think.
Absolutely. In retrospect, she was definitely in on it because I think it was almost a week later, she was no longer employed there.
Hmm.
You know, when police officers went back to speak to her, she was gone. Nowhere to be found. You know, but I survived it. My kids survived it, and it just made us stronger.
Another person we have to talk about is Gil. Gil is or was the boyfriend of a very dear friend of yours, who went into this. So this is now you're in Washington when?
No, we're back in
New
York.
That's right. You're back in New York. Mm-hmm. And Tony is working at a barbershop, mm-hmm. and Gil comes in, and you didn't like Gil from the get. You told your friend, he is no good, you can do better. And Gil goes to the barbershop, sits in the chair, and tells Tony, I'm going to rob her tonight.
I am going to rob her tonight.
And then he said more.
And Tony says, stop playing around. Stop that, Gil. You know, thinking he's just talking, you know, barbershop talk. And Gil said, no, I'm going to do it. And so Tony's like, cut it out. He's closing the shop. Gil comes back and he shows him the gun. He says, I'm going to do it tonight.
Because he also said, I might have to kill her.
Very difficult. Mm-hmm. Very difficult. Yes. And Tony was an alpha male. Sometimes he didn't think and reacted off emotions. And she was very dear to me. Tony told him to stop. One thing led to another. Tony ended up shooting him with his own gun.
Couple questions. because Tony did go to jail for that for 12 years.
Yes.
What happened to Gil?
Oh, he's fine. He ended up robbing her anyway.
Oh.
It's not in the story, but yes.
Oh, oh my God. And then what happened to your... You don't name your friend.
No. Cindy.
Oh, Cindy. That's what it is. Cindy. Yes. Cindy. What happened to Cindy? Where is Cindy?
From what I understand, she lives in Arizona now. She ended up marrying him. I don't know if it was out of guilt or so forth, but it didn't work out.
Even after she found out he was going to rob her and all of that.
Yes.
And you write in the book, as you sort of tried to figure out why Tony would not like do what you thought he should do, like telling him this would hurt Cindy and that would hurt you. He went through all these you went through what you thought all these calculations were. Cindy meant so much to you.
Dear to me. She was dear to me.
And I noticed the tense you use was.
Yes.
Do you blame her for what happened to Tony or her getting mixed up with Gil or?
No, because I have feelings towards her in regards to Tony, but at the end of the day, Tony was his own man. Mm-hmm. He made that decision, and he knew it, and he paid the price, and he dealt with it. Mm-hmm. You know, no blaming anyone. At the end of the day, you're responsible for your actions, and he didn't think, you know, if he just stopped to think for a second, he would have never done it. But his thought was me. And my love for her and trying to protect her.
This is such a powerful story. Tony died.
Tony, yes.
Heart attack. After he got out of jail.
Yes. So he did his time. He came out. He's always been a barber from the moment I met him. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always been his thing. Opened up his own shop, became a productive member of society again. And we were supposed to live happily ever after. And 5 years ago, I lost him. He was 48 years old. He had just turned 48. The kids were grown. Ellie and Tony had finished college, have their own apartments. So here we are thinking we were going to travel the world and do what normal people, you know, finally get the opportunity to do that. And that wasn't in the cards. I lost them.
Ellie and little Tony, now grown Tony, how are they? Are they here in the city or are they elsewhere?
Yes, they both are. Ellie is just a few blocks away from me.
A few blocks
and
from home?
Sometimes
okay.
I think she actually still lives with me because she's at my house so often. And she has two beautiful little girls. Actually, one of the little girls is on the picture.
That's my granddaughter.
That's my granddaughter, Nyla, when she was 3 years old. And Tony lives about a mile away from me, and he has a son, so carries the name on. So, you know,
you don't look like a grandma.
Thank you.
You don't look like a grandma at all. What do you hope... people and women in particular, or anyone who's gone through rough times in their lives or enduring violence and abuse, what do you hope they get from your book?
I hope that people will realize that they're not alone. Do not compare yourself with anyone else. Everyone's coping mechanism is different, so allow yourself the time to heal. Get help if necessary, and understand that everything happens for a reason. We may not know the reason why we're going through it, but there's a reason behind everything that we experience, good and bad. I hope that people will realize after reading my book and the listeners that you're not alone. No one's exempt from this thing called life.
You said at the beginning of the interview that it was your faith that carried you through. What about those who, when it comes to faith, they've given up? They have no faith left. What would you say to them?
Never give up on faith. Never give up on faith. There's a voice within. Listen to the voice. That's the faith. If you don't want to call it faith, there's a voice within that tells, this is not right. I know I deserve better. This too shall pass. And listen to the voice within and block everybody and everything else out. And just believe in yourself.
Y'all get this book. I Have a Purpose, written by Carmen Ash. Hey, how can people find this book? You self-published.
Absolutely. You can actually purchase it on Amazon.com, okay. BarnesandNobles.com, or on my website, which is www.ihaveapurpose.com. I encourage the listeners to go on my site,
All right.
Share a story.
Carmen Ash, I Have a Purpose. Thank you very much.
Thank you.